Ain't what you want.
I might mess around and flex up on your haters. Merc your studio and tell you it's a favor. Look,
this ain't what you want.
I might mess around and brag about my savior. At the same time, leave your speakers devastated.
This ain't what you want. This ain't what you want.
Hustle way too strong, and you know if you could ever match your dedication.
This ain't what you want. This ain't what you want.
Brought me way too far, you know my God illuminates the elevation.
You cut it to the critics, yeah. Give it authentic, no gimmicks, yeah. Never get the sickness of these cynics, man. I live with no limits, kinda lack to your civics, yeah. Bro, way too dedicated, hot too elevated, grind too decorated, mind too educated, can't be replicated, never really hesitated. My praise designated, sitting praises to the Most High. He rescued me out of death's grave. He say he got well, folks lie, but that burden make his chest cave. Ain't experienced my best days, not deserving of all these blessed ways. All the time, my God is good. I know that it's more than a catchphrase. They mad that I'm back in my bag, mad that I'm blacking out all of these tracks. See, I be the rapper that battered and battered, consistently spazzing, I cannot relax. You better get back, you better to bet on the pack that you're trying to attack. Then try to dismantle what he has established, like Rockman, he's handling that. He's handling that, I'm handling rap. I handed the music to him and he touched it and handed it back. Say, don't you mismanage it, my apparatus is full of fanatics that follow his path. They begging on classic, hey, cover my cloth, we don't trust in your fabric. I'm bobbing and weaving and speeding through traffic, but he leave my pathway, so no need to panic. My process is way
this
too organic.
What you want.
I might mess around and flex up on your haters. Merc your studio and tell you it's a favor.
This ain't what you want.
I might mess around and brag about my savior. At the same time, leave your speakers devastated.
This ain't what you want. This ain't what you want.
Hustle way too strong, and you know if you could ever match your dedication.
This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want.
Brought me way too far, you know my God illuminates the elevation.
Whole game suspect. Really feeling now what Russ said, this is what they want. Dollar signs, us dead. As long as they can set themselves up then I'm gonna do it way different. I don't cook in the same kitchen. I don't look in the same vision. I'm in a different lane kiffin'. I'm in a different lane kiffin'. People always taking, not giving. I'm guilty of it too, only difference is I get it. Tux not fitted, can't afford tailors. But I'm on the way up swiftly, Taylor. Whoa, oh, dang. Your team disgrace like Baylor. My team's mistakes all pay for. They pay for, yeah. See, I gotta go out and get it. I live it and live it up. I'm never giving up, but I do give it up. You can't inhibit us, gotta prohibit us if you don't want us to stop. Yeah. You better put a big wall at the top. Yeah. Yeah. That's always the script, it's always the plot. Yeah. Why would I care a bit about your thoughts? Don't care if you get it or not. Don't care if you claiming the spot. Don't care if you aiming a Glock. Don't care if you saying you rock. You ready or not? That's not what you want. You ready or not? That's not what you want. That's not what you want.
This ain't what you want.
I might mess around and flex up on your haters. Merc your studio and tell you it's a favor.
This ain't what you want.
I might mess around and brag about my savior. At the same time, leave your speakers devastated.
This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want.
Hustle way too strong, and you know if you could ever match your dedication.
This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want.
Brought me way too far, you know my God illuminates the elevation.
What's going on? It's your man Jay Sannon, and this is The Meaning Behind My Music. So the meaning behind my music is that I want to make music from the soul that impacts the soul. I want to take all of my experiences, all of my trials, my tribulations, and I want to just put it on display for the world to see. I want to show people that God is a restoration, that He is a restorer, and that He makes beautiful music out of broken instruments. I want to take all the things that has caused me pain, all the things that have caused me to shed tears at night, all the things that have led me to certain points where I thought I would never make it out of. I want to use those same experiences, everything that the enemy used to try to destroy me, I want to turn back and use it for the glory of God to bring freedom to my listeners. And that.
You are now unmuted.
All right. Woo! All right, ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing? Another great episode kicked off. Rep Yo City, Praise Radio. I'm your humble host, Orlando Presents, man. I'm so excited about what we got for y'all tonight, man. But first and foremost, I gotta say what's up to my bro. What's up, Slim Feezy?
What's up, my bro? Hey, I want to come in just like you did and be like, all right. Yeah, man, I'm good, man. I'm blessed, though, man.
Amen, brother. Most definitely, man. It feels good to be back on a Wednesday night. It feels good to be back here with my brothers. Man, Slim Feezy's in the house. We're going to have a moment with you later on in the episode. And then also we got that DJ mini mix by our brother, your brother, DJ Jimmy Hustle. And, major shout out to Ricardo Mitchell, my bro, doing all the flyers and holding us down in prayer, man. Amen and amen.
Amen. Man of that, man.
So, what we're going to do first, y'all. Y'all know what we do first off. We're going to go ahead and get ready for this scripture of the show. So, if you take a look at your flyer, the actual scripture of the show is coming from Matthew's 12:35. So Matthew's 12:35, and here we go. A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. Amen. Once again, that was Matthew's 12:35. So make sure y'all make that a part of your study time, man, and get some word in you, because that's definitely deep right there, man. Woo,
boy, needed.
Yes, amen. So the intro song for the show today came from a artist by the name of Jay Crumb called "What You Want." That joint is fire, so make sure y'all go check that out. He's also on Spotify, and he's also on all major digital outlets. I believe he's a part of a group or a part of a label called Streetlights. So make sure y'all check that out and check them out, because a lot of the artists on Streetlight is actually pretty dope. I've listened to a couple of them, so they're pretty dope there. So if you have time, you know, check them out. Yes,
sir.
And if you
hear, I know Jay Crumb, dude. I heard him.
Oh, okay, yeah. That brother be putting it down, man. He's been putting it down for quite a while.
Yes, he has.
Yeah.
Get it.
Exactly. Hey, if y'all hear some rustling and some moving around and everything, I apologize. I'm just trying to get my mic and everything straight and get my mic set. So that's about it. All right, man. We just waiting on our special guest to call in for tonight, man. If y'all have not heard his full-length album, make sure y'all go check out that album. The name of the album is called Matters of the Heart. And we're going to be speaking with our brother Jay Sannon this evening. The brother has been putting out some bangers after bangers after bangers. One song that's actually on the album that he released as a single a while back, I believe it's Boomerang, and that joint, man, whew, oh my goodness, that joint goes all the way in. So have you had a chance to check out his album yet?
I hadn't had a chance, but it's gonna get in my ear pretty soon.
Yeah, the brother is definitely putting down some he's putting down some stuff, man. So that's something to really jump on and try to check that out at y'all leisure, and make sure y'all put that on rotation with whatever system that you listen to it on. Because usually I'm on Spotify and everything, so I'm like, hey, I put it on rotation, and I'm listening to it on Spotify. Not trying to plug Spotify, but, you know.
That's, nah, you just plug it.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you just plug it. You just plug them on
it. Exactly, exactly. Shoot. Hey, Spotify need to holler at us, man. Go ahead and get us some gigs up in there.
All right, I love this, right? Come on.
Shoot, come on. Real. I was looking at a it was like, I think, a documentary or something like that, and they were talking to some of the curators of, like, the head curator of Spotify, and she, man, she said she listens to, like, hours on hours of music, and I'm like, dude, what?
like she at work instead of you just listening to music.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. I mean, I'm blessed enough to be able to listen to music when I'm at work and everything, especially at night, because there's usually nobody in the building, you know, but me or whatever, or maybe one other person, and that person's doing what they need to do, and I'm doing what I need to do, so I'm just like, okay, I'm blessed enough to be able to listen to music, and that's what I try to catch up, and I try to listen to as many artists, you know, new music and stuff like that as possible. So definitely, man. Hey. Go ahead.
Now, say quick, fast, you know. Yeah, man, that's some of the best times to listen to music while you know, doing a little work, whatever your work may be, you know. But to have a job where your work is just listening to music, boy. I believe when it would be my time, you know, my time really off of listening to music, I probably would just listen to music. I'd probably be so packed with music that you really have to make good time on the time that you're not listening to it. If it was like, you know, like a gig, like a curator, like a Spotify curator, you know, I believe she probably listened to man, too many people probably.
Exactly. It's just like, man, I mean, my only thing is I would love to have one of those curators come on the show and just talk to them, because just like you said, I wonder how much music do they listen to outside of their job, if they listen to anything, you know?
Well, I might not listen to anything outside of the job if that was my job, you know?
Right. My job is to listen to music all the time, so it's like, wow, really? This is I'ma sit there and listen to music outside of listening. You gotta really love music in order to sit there and listen to it for your job and then turn around and still be listening to it.
That's like a different love of music. I have, like, you know, like I love making music and I love listening to music, you know, but to have a love to just be listening to it all day almost, you know, that's a whole nother love right there.
Yeah, man, who you telling, bro? Most definitely a whole nother level of love of music. I mean, like I said, I love music, but goodness gracious, whew. I mean, hey, I guess when I'm at work and everything, I'm listening to music and stuff at work all night anyway, so, you know, then I still end up listening to music when I'm gone, but hey, it's all good. How many of y'all out there would love to be a Spotify curator? And if you did have a chance to be a Spotify curator, would you still listen to that much music after you get off work? After you leave your job, would you still be listening to that much music? Y'all can answer that question by going to our Facebook page, Rep Your City Praise Radio. Go to our Facebook page, Rep Your City Praise Radio. Man, we have a lot of great, great, great things that are coming up. Excuse me. We have a lot of things that God is doing, man. A lot of changes that are about to come up. Some of y'all gonna be like, man, come on, y'all are always changing something. Hey, sometimes you have to change multiple times in order to get to where God wants you to get to. And hey, I'm with it. I'm with it. Definitely, I'm with, you know, I'm with the change. We will be announcing everything probably around the 1st of June or somewhere around in there. We still have some work to do. We still have some things to work out. But, you know, change is good, man. I mean, I know a lot of people that don't like change, but change is actually a good thing, especially if it's benefiting you. Go ahead.
No, yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm amen in that. It's a great, great opportunity to be seen, man. Yes, it is.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So what we're going to do right now is, since we're still waiting on our special guest, Mr. Jay Sannon, to call in, we're going to jump into some music, man. We got this brother here from my neck of the woods, Tappahannock, Virginia. This brother here, his name is Jarrell Golden. And the name of this song here, the name of this joint is called Gun Talk. Man, listen to the words, man. Don't get caught up in the beat and stuff, but listen to the words. So let's go. This is Rep Your City Praise Radio. Let's get it.
To the mind of a youngin' who would ride for a couple hundred bills, put my head high. Ain't nobody gonna be coming in between me and my money or my mama. I ain't worried about no fair time. It's your choice, I'm a blast, I forgot it. Empty out a couple magazines, get a headshot. Front page homicide, I can overwrite and block your block up like that when it land pop. Real talk, bruh. I ain't never been scared. Stay with the strap, never been unprepared. Work on deck like I studied outside on the steps with a porch at getting fresh air. I don't care about you, you don't care about me. If it's my time to go, then it's what it's gonna be. I'm letting off first, bruh, that's a guarantee. Shell at the shell, shoot till I'm empty. Tempt me if you wanna. I ain't even really with the talk. All that fighting, look, I'ma let it spark. Aim for your haircut, shoot through your part. Put 2 of them in the side of your thought. Hold that, no Kodak, but you get the picture. I ain't playing around with you when the phones clap. Shoot the shirt off your back where your clothes at. Face shot, take your nose where your toes at. Yeah, you can think I'm playing and disregard what I'm saying, but when it hits the fan, we gon' see. If you bout that life, we'll just talk that life. But either way, you gon' D.I.E. Give me the 9mm, I feed you multiple heaters and DGB League leaders. I send you right up to Jesus in different pieces. You need to just chill, bruh. Ain't on the real, do you feel my gun talk? Feel my gun talk. Yeah, yeah. Look, wanna hear my gun talk? Real my gun talk.
By day's end, 9 more would be shot, 4 fatally. 2 of them teenagers, shot and killed.
These teenagers were walking from a store, and they was practically ambushed.
Police say the teens were on a corner when a gray Ford Explorer drove up and fired multiple.
Disregard what I'm saying, but when it hits the fan, we gon' see. If you bop, wanna hear my gun talk? On the real, my gun talk.
By day's end, 9 more would be shot, 4 fatally. 2 of them teenagers, shot and killed.
These teenagers were walking from a store, and they was practically ambushed.
Police say the teens were on a corner when a gray Ford Explorer drove up and fired multiple gunshots. Overall crime has decreased for the past 4 years. Murders, however, have increased by 8%. 7 murders in the first 5 days. Shootings are up 176%.
Everybody wanna talk about guns. Everybody wanna shoot and kill, like killing is fun. Not thinking about what it would become if they were to be the one gunshot, blood leaking from their lungs. And we your homeboy, jump in front of that bullet for you. If you got a bid, would he pull it for you? And yeah, it's cool to assume and all, because y'all cool and all, but bottom line, would he do it for you? I doubt that. Yeah, I doubt that. And you ain't gotta wanna see it, but I doubt that. Keep it real with yourself, you ain't bout that. And if you are, then you can live without that. So many people wanna be known for everything that's wrong, and I'm like, what sense that make? Walking around talking all this and that. Look at the simple fact of the risk you take living off that gun talk. Yeah. All they want is that gun talk. My lord. My lord. All I hear is that gun talk. Y'all, please stay clear of that gun talk.
Major's key. Major's key. Major's key. Major's key.
I was a weed seller. A lot of women call me a fortune teller. Variety like a wine cellar. Now Satan trying to pump me out. I call him John McCain, barely lift his arms, hate my candy rain. Cause my soul for real, man, I still Clark Kent for a beer. Screaming in the club, yeah, how shall I live? I say Jesus if it reached the people. Transliteration, not evil. Except Christ, you can see the sequel. New Jerusalem won't have illegals. 12 gates, God's chosen people. I'm talking from the prequel. Old Testament still remain evidence. Investigation almost done. The angels come and run. Don't wait around for them FEMA funds. Seeking help in your purchase guns. This is serious, no time for fun. Lukewarm, nobody wanna be a gospel rapper. I thought no gospel bring more disaster.
Major's key. Major's key. Major's key. Major's key. Major's key. Major's key. Major's key.
I rap the gospel, I ain't never been ashamed to say it. Making music for the people till they liberated. You make music, bump the people, lift the DJ, play it. Just another spin on your resume, make the devil grin. You ain't talking about sin, just another win. Claiming that you're trying to reach people. Compromise illegal, stay property like Beanie Siegel. Believer spirit feeble, overweight in the Tudor Regal. Shift the culture back to the Bible. 101 disciples, not a mentality, is to reach the Eiffel. Wanna make a big bump that several leaders walk like Christ did. The people try to make him big, but he slipped and hit. Salvation not a game rig, but he'll leave you smoking like a cig. The gig's up, I'm applying pressure. Christian rapper, Hebrew Israelites, and church pastors.
Yes, 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 yes. We are back. We are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. That brother, man, I'm telling you, Major Keys by Majors. That brother is dope, dope, dope. Make sure y'all check him out. He hasn't released anything new in a while, though. So I believe he's just basically doing just pastoring, which there's nothing wrong with that at all. Right. So but the brother is dope though, so I really enjoy what he puts out. So hopefully he'll put something else out and send it to us. Yes, yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I really do not know what's going on with our special guest tonight. I haven't had any word from him, so our prayers go out to him and his family. Hopefully everything is okay. I messaged them, so only thing that we can do is keep the ball rolling, most definitely. So shout out to Jay Sannon. Much love, brother. Much love. We will hear his single a little bit later on, Somebody. And like I said, if you have not heard the album Matters of the Heart, make sure you go check that out, man. Make sure you go check that album out. That joint is fire. It's definitely hype. So, Slim, what you got popping this weekend, man?
Man, yes, sir, man. I plan on just writing, man, and probably dropping this single, man. Got a single coming, man. Well, we about to start working on it. I don't want to just reveal it all, but, you know, I'll just let you know I'm working. But, yeah, I'll probably just be working on some music, man, this weekend. I had a good time last week, man. Went to the event. Pretty good turnout, man. And, while I was there, I ended up getting, like, in two movie scenes. So I hope they keep the movie scene. Oh, and wow. it'll be a good look, man. Shout out to A&P and comedian Stephon Smith. A&P, she writes and directs the movies. The name of that movie that's about to come out is Verses and Scriptures. I'm kind of mixed up on it right now, but I did share it on my page the other day. So I'll be sharing it again. If you see it, hit the like and read the info on it. It'll tell you when it's gonna come out and stuff like that, man. So yeah, man, been having fun, man. I was so tired from doing that, man. Look, I ministered and performed, you know, to the people, man, and gave them what God gave me to give them. And at the same time, you know, it was a movie shoot going on. I think I left that place at like 1 o'clock in the morning, man. I was super tired. But it's all came to work, and I met some good new people, man. You know, people from Atlanta and that's on my Instagram. So shout out to Ashley Patrick and Laura Bucci and my guy Keith Sutton, SKS. And I can't think of my other guy name right now, but man, much love to you. You know who you are, man.
Amen.
Yeah, man. So, man, look. We're going to keep it rolling, man. You know how the kingdom movement going, man. You know, hey. Keep it rolling. We find something to do for the kingdom, man.
Hey, amen, amen, amen. So what do you, did she explain what type of movie it was going to be or what kind of movie? Or is it just like going to be like a documentary or something?
It's going to be like, it's based around a young girl. You know, just our generation now, we learn the scripture and we make verses out of it. Mm. You know, we make songs out of it.
Right.
And you know, I think it's her mom or auntie, you know, the lady that's taking care of her. You know, she just old school. You know, she don't get the gist of it. You know, so she's not fully into what she's doing as a lifestyle. You know, that's what the movie is based on, like, mm-hmm. you know, just showing people how God worked through all people. You know, he worked through us through music, you know, and he will deliver that message. That's point blank of the movie. He will, you know, deliver his message through you, whether it be music, you know, so that's a message out to each, you know. I think it's going to hit good within the young and the old, you know, the young and the seasoned.
Right.
You know, so I believe that's going to be a great movie, man.
It sounds very interesting. It sounds definitely interesting, man. I mean, is something that a lot of people have gone through, especially a lot of Christian artists, because a lot of our older generation, you know, didn't understand, you know, how are you going to be able to save souls, you know, rapping, you know, type of attitudes and stuff. So I'm glad that somebody took, you know, put a shine a light on that.
Yeah.
So that's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be awesome. Do you know that, trying to get it on Netflix, man?
Do you know the name of the movie?
I think it's Verses and Scriptures.
Right. It sure is. It sure is. Now, since you said it, I remember the post. I remember the Facebook post.
The post. It had the young lady with the headphones in her hand, I believe, and her mother on the cover.
Right. Okay. Man, I can't wait to see that. I'm definitely going to want to check that out, man. Has anybody, I'm just going to ask this question out there, man. Has anybody checked out, what is it? Pex or Plex? No, it's not Pex. Plex TV or something like that. It's supposed to be kind of like a Netflix, but it's a Christian base movie channel or whatever that you can subscribe to, and it just all has all Christian movies on it.
Hey, now that's the move right there, man. Yeah. Cause you know, man, people get tired of, you know, trying to find a good movie to watch, and then, you know, they wheel you in real good with the previews. You're like, man, that's not like it might be alright. And then you get to the movie, man, they got everything else going on that
trash.
I was trying to get in.
This trash.
Now I gotta end your season early. I gotta end your season early, man, cause I ain't gonna watch all this.
Right.
I gotta go find.
This got a bunch of trash on there. It's like, yeah, but when I saw this movie channel, kind of like I said, it's kind of like Netflix or whatever, I was very interested because a lot of the movies that was on it are movies that I've seen before, like God's Not Dead and stuff, you know, things of that nature. And Defeating the Giants or something like that. A movie, like, it was a football movie, but it was a Christian movie. And a lot of those movies are very interesting. I mean, some people may think, oh, those movies are boring. No, they're not boring, man. Those things are very interesting and it's impactful, right. Especially the God's Not Dead series. Have you seen all of them?
I haven't seen all of them.
Yeah.
But I've seen the previous one. But I need to catch up on it. Matter of fact, I need to see them again, man.
Yeah, that Guy's Not Dead series, watch it from, I mean, I'm letting the folks know who's listening. If you've never watched it before, try to start off with one and then go, I think there's three. There's either three or four. Yeah. Yeah, but, man, if you can, start off with one and then go ahead and watch all of them in order, and then you'll catch up, and you'll know exactly what they're talking about and what they're saying and how everything is being set up. I really believe the writers of God's Not Dead has done a very good job on on portraying that and letting the world know, not only believers know, but non-believers out there, that yes, there is a Heavenly Father. Yes, there is a King of Kings. Yes, there is somebody out there that's watching over us. So definitely, man.
Yeah, go ahead, binge watch all three or four of them. You know, go ahead, binge watch. just like y'all be watching Flash and Blacklight,
Empire, and all them joints, Empire, man. I'm not gonna lie, but go ahead.
No, go ahead and watch it.
Exactly. I'm not gonna lie, man. When Empire first came out, dude, I was kind of hooked because I think I was like everybody else. When it first came out, I was like, man, okay, this is kind of good. And then the music caught me. I mean, because I'm not gonna lie, old boy that played Jesse Smollett's role. I'll just say that, dude. Jesse Smollett's role, the one that can sing real well, his character as the singer really drew me in because I was like, this dude can blow. This dude can sing. Right. And then all of a sudden, just like when somebody made a post about this, and then all of a sudden, they started really shining a light on his sexual orientation, which I was like, okay. Honestly, and I'm just going to be serious about it. Honestly, I was like, I don't care about his sexual orientation. I want to hear more music and hear about, you know, what has this got to do with the show? That's all I wanted to know.
Right. Like, why? Yeah, I was the same way, man. I was the same way. I think it was the anticipation, all the you know, all the hype they put behind it, right. And everybody was gonna be on spot to watch it. You know, I started watching it, and I got to the same crossroads you did. You know, they started, you know, talking about, you know, his lifestyle, you know, his sexual orientation and stuff like that. And, you know, I was like, man, it's a bit too much, you know. I can't be watching it.
Right,
you know, kind of disrupting my, it's vexing me, man. You know, yeah. So I was like, nah. You know, I got a couple of people, you know, I work with that, you know. Are they still watching? Like, man,
you
still watching?
Honestly, like, dude, for some reason, I'm naive. I'm very naive, and I guess I think I control TV more than what I do, because I always think just because I'm not watching it, it was like, oh, that show must have got canceled or something. It ain't even on anymore. And then if somebody turns around and say, oh, it's still on, I'm like, what? I'm not watching it. Why is it still on?
I promise, man, we're thinking the same way. That's what I think, you know. The first time I'm like, dog, it's still on, you know? Like, yeah, it's still on.
Like, dude, come on, man. That joint is garbage. I mean, it's not garbage, excuse me, just in case if I hurt somebody's feelings out there that still watches it. But it's just not for me, man. It's not for me anymore. I don't even worry about watching it or anything. Like I said, I was hooked on to the music. I mean, the music was like, I was like, oh wow, they talented, they're good. And then they had some, you know, some good artists that came on the show. Shout out to Tiffany, man. I was sitting here trying to think of her last name, but she's a gospel artist, and she was actually in Empire. She played. Say it again.
Are you talking about Miss Tiff?
Yes, yes, yes. Miss Tiff. Miss Tiffany. Yep. Yep. And she played Exhibit's baby's mama on Empire.
Yeah.
So shout out to her, man, for doing her thing. Man, just doing her thing, period. And she has done all of this just under the grace of God, because she has no management. She's done this herself. Not herself, but God, of course. But God has shown her how to do it. So I think that... Exactly. And I think that shows and that proves without a shadow of a doubt, if you lay your career and your life in God's hands, he will open the doors that need to be opened. And he will close the one that need to be closed. I mean, because she's living proof. Right there, living proof. No management. Doing it herself. So you tell me what's going on.
Man, that's all God. God will direct your steps. And I remember her telling, well, we were having like a circle discussion on Facebook Live with a couple other people, Dr. Chanel and Serena. And she brung that up. And that's when I first found it out. I was like, really? Man, you really working. you a real worker bee.
Yeah,
she don't stop, man. She's very consistent. She's very, very,
yes, grinding, bro.
You know, ceremonies and just ministering everywhere, war shows. I think she did a song with a preacher man. He's from Memphis.
Yeah,
and I heard on, you know, I'm ready, y'all. Memphis ready. I'm like, man, she going in.
Okay. Well, we just had a caller call in, and I believe I know the number, but let me make sure. Who do we have on the line right here on Rep Your City Praise Radio?
Hey, what's up? What's up, everybody? It's Jay Sannon.
What? Jay Sannon is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling y'all, man.
What's up, man?
Had to do a round of applause for you, bro. Man.
How y'all feeling?
Man, I don't even... First and foremost, man, I'm gonna tell you straight up. Right here on the air, in front of everybody, in front of Slim Feezy, in front of everybody, man. Don't act like this your first time on a show with me, man. We brothers, bro. You got my personal number, man. We brothers. So don't act like, oh, how you doing? How's everyone? You're doing the corporate answers, man. Come on now. Man, give me a plate of chicken or something, bro. Come on.
Some Kool-Aid.
You know what I mean? For real. We family, man. Give me some Kool-Aid or something.
All right, what? Hey,
before you called in, bro, we were sitting there talking about Miss Tiffany, the young lady that plays on Empire. She was Exhibit's baby's mother, and she's also a gospel artist, a Christian rap artist. And she was actually also nominated for a Stellar Award, so she was up there at the Stellar Awards this year as well. I thought she won. Did she win a Stellar?
I believe, did she get, was it only that she was nominated?
Right.
First female in Holy Hip Hop. I don't know if she won, I forget.
That's what it is. She was the first female Christian artist to be nominated for a Stellar Award. So.
Yeah, there was so much hype around it. I considered that she won.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, hey, that is a win, actually. That is a win.
All right. It's a win in itself.
Right, and we were just talking about that all of this has been accomplished without management. The only management she's had is our Heavenly Father managing her steps.
Wow.
So you as an artist, bro, you doing what you're doing, releasing your first album, which we've told the people about the album, Matters of the Heart. Make sure y'all go check that out, most definitely, Jay Sannin's joint. What do you think about that, man? I mean, because I'm not sure. Do you have a manager, or you been doing things yourself? Because I don't think we've ever talked about that.
Oh, okay. Right now, I don't really have a manager at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did have a manager, but things kind of really didn't work out as far as us working together. I did his own thing, I did mine. But for right now, God is my manager right now.
Right.
Yes, sir.
That's the best manager. Amen.
Best one, man.
Amen. So, so what do you think about, you know, artists that run out there and it's like that's their number one thing? Some of them don't even really get in the booth good before they're looking for a manager or somebody.
Wow.
Yeah. I think even with me, like when I initially started, I'm like, okay, I started taking rap seriously. So I'm like, yo, I need a manager. I think because, you know, we look at the bigger artists, you know, we look at like the artists that we look up to, and we hear like, oh, you know, they have a manager and stuff like that. But the thing is what I've learned is that, you know, you have to build a foundation before, you know, you can even think about getting a manager, you know? I had a quote from somebody. It's like, you know, people have to see you pushing your car before they hop out of their car and help you push your car.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So it's like, you know, a manager, a lot of people don't know. It's like a manager standard, they usually take like 15 to 20%. You know,
yes,
like a good manager, you know. So it's like, so if most artists when they're starting out, it's like, bro, like you really don't have anything. You're not getting booked for shows. You know, you're not having labels swarm and like trying to sign you. So it's like, bro, like you have nothing to manage. So you don't need a manager.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So it's a wild goose chase. Like you have to build a foundation before you bring somebody onto the ship, you know?
Right, right. Yo.
That's right, man. I did it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Slim. Jump on up in there, bro.
Yeah, man. So, I know, man, we breathed at the Matters of the Heart, man. So, you know, how long you been doing music? You know, I don't know the full spiel, man. So just tell me, how long you been doing music? And, man, did you start, you know, How did God come to you, man, and what's the testimony, man, that kind of brings all that together with this story, man?
Okay, yeah, so I've been making music, like, my whole life, really. Been doing this since I was, like, 11 or 12. Just starting off, just doing how everybody else did it, rapping about girls and guns and all the stuff that I never lived or whatever. And I always had the talent. People always like, yo, like you really have like a knack for this. Like you should take this seriously, but never really taking it serious because I'm like, man, rappers, ain't nobody gonna make it or whatever. So I get saved around 2007, a couple years ago. And then, you know, still rapping, you know, when I was bored or whatnot, never really took it seriously. And so in 2017, which is 10 years after I got saved or whatnot, I was like really at a place in my life where, you know, I was in school and, you know, I wasn't really feeling this. I'm like, man, God, it's like 25. And it's like, man, I feel like I have no purpose, you know? I just feel like I'm just roaming the earth aimlessly. I'm like, yo, what am I here to do? Like, yeah, I have a gift of music, but, you know, just because you have a gift for something doesn't mean that you're necessarily called to it, you know?
Right.
And I learned that early. So it's like, man, I have to just hit a fast. And, you know, long story short, Lord said, you know, do music. And, you know, 2017 is when I really started taking music seriously. And, you know, up until then and up until now, it's like, you know, God has just been opening doors like crazy. So, yeah, I've been on it ever since.
Okay. Look, man, that's great. I'm glad, man, that it came to the point, man, that it is now, man. That equals a lot and means a lot to you and somebody else, man. Let me see. Matters of the Heart, man. Tell us, you know, did you produce that? You know. Tell us about the single, man, that's coming out, man. Tell us what's going on with that.
Yeah, so, you know, Matters of the Heart came out May 17th, so a couple of days ago. And, fully produced by me. And, the whole album in a nutshell, man, it's an album about, you know, my personal story, my personal journey to wholeness in Christ. Basically, the whole album in a nutshell is summed up in this, is that we can never love correctly until we've been correctly loved by God.
Mm.
So, you know, I realized that, you know, I was in these relationships with these women, man. And I think I was talking to Orlando about this on Sunday. It's like, yeah, like I was a Christian. I was still fully in Christ, but, you know, I still had some player ways. You know, and, you know, God was still working on me with that, you know, but I had to realize that, man, until I fully surrender to the love of God, I'll never ever love women properly or love anybody properly, you know.
Right.
And until I reach wholeness within Christ, you know, every interaction that I have with women, with my mom, with whoever, is just going to be wrecked, because one, I don't love myself, and two, I don't believe that God loved me as much as he said he did. So anything that I touch is going to be contaminated, Yeah, man, so the whole album basically is in a nutshell is basically my journey and how I reached that destination and reached that revelation.
Lovely, man. Look, I want to nudge and basically push everybody that haven't heard that, man, you know, heard that album yet. And especially if you have went through that, you know, with Matters of the Heart, you know, being a player, trying to do a little pimping back in the day or whatever, you know, you need to hear that. I believe I need to go back and hear it, man, for real. You know, that's a situation we got to get straight, man, because we won't be able to, you know, love our potential wives and things like that, man, till we get our heart right with God, man. You know, it's just point blank. I had to do the same thing, man, because, you know, I used to be on that pluralistic stuff back in the day, and I couldn't get my mind right and my heart connected, and I couldn't get my thing going, man, with my wife, man, until I got my heart right, man.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Man, listening to the album, man, first and foremost, I think the album was, you know, very well put together. The production on it was very well, you know, orchestrated, and different instruments, things of that nature was very well placed together as well. Also, man, your features on there, I see you had Bree K, and she's from Bree K and Kasari. Actually, I knew about her, almost, 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, her and her partner and stuff, and the music that they used to do, I mean, not used to, but the music that they did, and when I heard her voice on your song, I was like, who is this? And I looked at the name, I was like, wow. I said, man, I honestly did not even know that she was still, you know, she was still singing and stuff or whatever, because I, for whatever reason, I don't see a lot of, you know, posts about their new music or anything. So I'm like, okay, you know, but wow. I mean, it's much, very talented. And then the other feature that I wanted to mention was, what's her name? Shirley Nash.
Shirley Nash,
I heard of her as well about 2 or 3 years ago as well, man. She's a great artist in her own right. So definitely, right. It seems like you really were intricate in your feature selections. So how did you come about picking, you know, your features and the people that were going to join you on this journey?
Man, I was literally just having this conversation with a friend, man. It was all God ordained, you know. You know, with Bree, you know, that's my sister. That's family. I met her at the beginning of last year. We kind of met through, like, this thing called Periscope. It's kind of like Instagram Live, but like the Twitter version.
Yeah.
Or whatnot. And then, you know, we just formed a friendship. We were kind of like all on a group chat. And then, you know, we just started building as not just as artists, but as just friends. And then I had a song, which is the song Somebody. And I was just struggling with them. Like, dang, I can't, for the life of me, I can't finish this song, whatever. So I sent it to, you know, Bree. You know, she's a master songwriter, producer. So, you know, I just gave her the concept. And then she just, in 2 weeks, she just turned it around. She's made it an absolute hit, you know. So she helped me out. And, you know, tell me with Charlene, same thing. I had a song and, you know, tried to come up with hook. I came up with 7 hooks for that song.
Wow.
And nothing was just hitting. You know, I just sent it to her, gave her, like, a rough idea. She sent it back and, you know, made magic. So, bro, literally every person who's featured on my album, bro, is somebody who I consider like my family. Like, he's like my friend. Like,
okay.
I didn't just be like, yo, this person can sing. Like, let me just DM them and ask them what their price is. You know, like, every single person on my project is somebody who I build a relationship with, and I can honestly call up and just be like, yo, what's up? You know, so it was just, it's all relationship, man, and networking and just building. And, you know, when the time came around for us to make a song, you know, we made a song and all of it came out perfectly. Nothing was forced. It was all God.
Yeah. That Joan is nice, man. So definitely shout out to those features, shout out to those artists. You know, they're great artists in their own right. So I wouldn't mind having Bree K and Kasari on the show one day and everything, because like I said, I haven't really heard from them or spoke to them or anything, because the first time I actually found out who they were on a show called Gospel Wave, and the host of that show's name was Doctrine. And Doctrine actually had them on his show, and he was talking to them and stuff. So I was like, wow, okay. You know, I really enjoyed their music back then, but then for whatever reason, you know, sometimes you'll enjoy a person's music, but then it's kind of like a out of sight, out of mind type thing. if you don't see them a lot, or if you don't hear from their music a lot, it's almost like, oh, okay, well, it just fades out or whatever. So, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, they put out actually a lot of music last year. You know, sometimes, you know, when you're not signed to like a major label, you don't have like no major backings, you know, stuff just kind of keeps through the crack. But, you know, they put out like probably 5 singles, they had like music video, and they have like a bunch of music videos coming out for this year. You know, Bree, like, she's kind of taking a back from being an artist. She kind of like focused on being a producer, and she's done a bunch of features, including mine. She's featured on Daraj's latest single. You know, Paul Russell, you know, he signed the Bruce Long's label, King's Dream Entertainment. So they're working. So, you know, it's just their efforts are in different places. But, you know, they definitely got some new music coming, and I'm definitely featured on it as well.
Oh. All right. Man, that's definitely dope.
Yeah, that's dope.
Shoot, man. So, bro, appreciate you coming on, man. Most definitely, brother. Thank you for coming on.
Absolutely,
let the folks know how they can pick your album up, how they can support you, so that they can get out there and get that Matters of the Heart.
Yeah, man. So once again, I am Jay Stannon, JaySanon. That's the same thing on every platform. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And my debut album, Matters of the Heart, man, is available wherever music is streamed. So it's on Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, Amazon, wherever. You know, we got the merch coming, we got some videos coming, so just follow me on, you know, every social media platform, and stay abreast of everything I'm doing.
All right, okay, bro. So
we most definitely will, man.
Amen. All right. So what we're about to do right now is we're going to jump into Somebody featuring Bree K. So make sure y'all check this out. Make sure you turn it all the way up. And then right after that, we're going to jump into the moment with Yule. And then after that, we're going to be ready for our Slim Pickin'. So we'll be right back with more Rep Your City Praise Radio. Let's go.
You've been back and forth and back and forth and back for more with me. You just hesitate and play these games and shift the blame to me. And I gave everything in. What do I have to show for it? Who am I to you? But another bullet you dodged. Am I? And I already know the answer, but it's after 10 p.m. And I know you won't ever answer, but you already know how I get. Is that all you know? So you don't even know what you want. Do you even know what you got? Do you even know that you don't even know what you want? But you're somebody. You're somebody. It hasn't been no week, and you're with somebody. You're with somebody. You're with somebody. And it's not me. Somebody.
You be acting like you won't even know my name. They be acting brand new when you want me again. We been off and on, now we off it again. Used to be my right hand, that would ride to the end. Slide to the end. It'd have been the one dividing the ends. In the future, probably riding the bends. Why make amends when I see you smiling with him? Holding hands, taking pictures, then you lie to your friends. Like you ain't low down, ain't did me so foul. Make me wanna go down, down the abyss. Heard you dodge the bullet, well I dodged the whole clip. And I won't slip, cause I know I got that full grip. I got a lot of baggage, so no wonder why you trip. Plus the man you left me for, I got a marriage certificate. Dang, I wonder.
Didn't even know that you don't even know what you want. But you're with somebody. You're with somebody. It hasn't been no week, and you're with somebody. You're with somebody. You're with somebody. And it's not me, but you were somebody.
Been messing around with somebody.
And I already know the answer, but it's after 10 p.m. And I know you won't ever answer, but you already know how I get. Is that all you know? Cause you don't even know what you want. Do you even know what you got? Do you even know that you don't even know what you want? But you're with somebody, you're with somebody. It hasn't been no week, and you're with somebody. You're with somebody, you're with somebody. And it's not me, but you're with somebody.
This is your brother Yule, and this is another moment with Yule, presented by Rep Your City and sponsored by Rapture Ready Productions. And I want to talk to you today about the art of being Martha. You're probably saying, what does that even mean? Well, in Luke 10th chapter, 38th through the 42nd verse, we find Jesus at the house of Martha and Mary. Now, Martha and Mary are sisters. While at their house, Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to his teachings. And Martha, on the other hand, was busy with the things she would consider serving Jesus. And then she became upset that Mary wasn't serving with her. I want to put a pause here so you can see how Martha is like a lot of believers in the body of Christ. We tend to be busy with the things that we would consider as serving Jesus. And because other believers are doing what we do, we begin to become frustrated and even upset with other brothers and sisters. Martha became so upset, she stopped what she was doing to tell Jesus that Mary should be doing her part in serving him as well. Does that sound familiar? Now, Jesus, knowing Martha's heart, confronted the root of her frustration by saying, "You are careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen to do that." Now, here's 2 points God shared with me about this passage of scripture. Here's the first. We can become so focused on displaying our obedience to Jesus in the natural, we begin to become frustrated and ultimately overlook the things that grow us in the spiritual. Salah. Here's the second one. If not careful, the thing we once did to serve Jesus becomes the barometer in which we judge other believers by, ultimately developing into self-righteousness. So I just want to leave you with this. Let's focus on the one thing that is needful, and that's the word of Jesus. Let the word develop us, change us, and from it, let's begin serving. This has been another moment with Yule. I'll catch you later.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, that was another moment with Yule. Man, make sure y'all check that out. We also have it on our other platforms. If you miss it on the show, you can actually listen to the moment with Yule's in its entirety on our other platforms as well. Right now, you know what's up. You know what's up. My man. Slim Feezy, Slim Picking. Let's go, bro.
You are now unmuted.
Okay, it'd be good if I unmute his mic. Now, let's go, bro.
Yeah, man. So we're going to get to it, man. The Slim Pick, man. Look, I want y'all to be hype in the morning, so I'm going with Reconcile, man. Any means, man. make it out the bottom, any means necessary, man. So, look, man, y'all do y'all kingdom work, man. Y'all make it out the bottom, man. Let's do it. Go catch it, man. I just put it on there.
All right. Most definitely. Let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, man, I really had a good time with my brother tonight. I had a good time with y'all. I hope y'all had a good time listening to the show. Like I said, we got a lot of changes that's coming up very soon, very quickly. They're good changes. I'm very pleased and happy with the direction that God is taking us, taking the show, and taking actually the station. So I'm just praying that you all will continue to support, continue to listen to the show. Hey, man, I love you all. I love all my brothers, Ricardo Mitchell, Yule Netter, Slim Feezy, and DJ Jimmy Hustle. Like I always like to say, man, make sure y'all tell a friend to tell a friend, man, that number one thing is Jesus in your life. So we're going to end it off the only way that we can end it, baby. Come on now with that DJ mini mix by our brother, your brother, DJ Jimmy Hustle. Y'all have a good night. Slim, you got anything?
Man, just God bless y'all, man. Y'all, man, y'all be lovely. Go and love people. Love God, man. God bless y'all. Have a good night.
Amen. Let's go.
Hey, yo, what's up? This your boy, DJ Jimmy Hustle, and you are now listening to the Rep Yo City Mini Mix.
Even on the sideline, every single time out, I was trying to figure out the game. I didn't mind, even if it wasn't mine, it would only mean more when my time finally came. I cried, but at least it didn't die. Ain't no one apologize, I just readjusted to the pain. I realized, even with a coupon, I can never buy time, regardless of the money I made. A loud mouth, try to turn my volume down. Tell me why people always try to take advantage, cause I'm safe. A seatbelt on while I'm riding around. People trying to orchestrate an accident to take me out the game. The only thing I can hear is blah blah. I don't let my window down when someone tries to tell me that I can't. And if you're down, I'ma let you inside. Yippee yippee yeah yeah. Yippee yippee yo guy yeah yeah.
Being honest, I'm a sinner, hold my chin up cause I'm trying to do better than before, I'm sure you don't need a reminder. How do my mind, how I roll up, keep the folks up, bang anybody that's close up. Never been scared, never froze up, my attitude like Minnesota. Trying to cause panic, but we all damaged, didn't have a father, but we all managed. Hollywood way, y'all Los Angeles, in the hood, they might draw hands. Politicking, but ain't no politician, ain't got no pot to piss in. Pockets of power laying, frustrated, but it's much later. No upgrading, but they upslaving, they upraising that bread and milk. And I'm on my knees giving God what's real.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, here on earth.
All I do is pray. All I do is pray. I can die tomorrow, or I can die today. But I'ma give him praise, won't have it any other way. Hey, all I do is pray. All I do is pray. He love me when I'm good, or when I go astray. But every time I do it, I know I'm gonna be okay. Hey, all I do is pray. All I do is pray.
Our Father.
All I do is pray. Every time I wake, this day ain't promised. Gotta get down on my knees, praise the Lord and pay him homage. Gotta be honest, we gon' rise up when they try us. It deprive us, it divide us. When them shots fly, hearing out cries and them cops lie. Ain't no right sides and no white lies. When you might die, body chalked up in its outline. When I feel stressed, so don't feel blessed. And I can't rest cause I'm cautious. Hey, just when you thought it would be finished. Hey,
That's when they bless you with forgiveness.
Come on.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, here on earth.
Here on earth.
All I do is pray.
Lord, I've been waiting. Seen a lot of come and go, so what you saying? Waiting for these dreams to take flight. Been putting in work when no one's around to make things right, to make things tight. There's a time, I'm told, but we ain't getting younger. We only getting maybe irrelevant. I wait on you while the others laugh. All right, I got you. I know you, though. We talk so often. The promise is told. Have you forgotten? Not my will, but your will be done. Get set while I imitate the sun. Jesus.
I'm so special. Something like a phenomenon. I'm so possessive. Something like a phenomenon. I'm so possessive. Something like a phenomenon. I'm so possessive. Something like a phenomenon.
I've been on the grind, working overtime, waiting on my time to shine. They all say that they love me, but they all act
like funny. You
nice
time, for
still
real.
Don't have the money that I need. Got to stay faithful and grateful.
It's cursive, it's worship, it's rehearsal, it's universal. Who you work through, the church's purpose is to search you. This verse's purpose is to lurk the murky purpose of the joy thief. I seen it hitting where the joy beat. Inside the commands, the plan B, destroy me. The parts of me that can't enjoy thee, deploy B, deploy peace. Two fingers like a 70 boy scene with some bell bottoms. Hells riding with objects that reject it, better yet they forgotten the compass. That the optics only option is spotting the album. When adoption gotcha, got them, it's cropped from the topic. It's a process when I'm watching the rock and it's promise. Must be honest, it's some blinders, it's time in my progress. Then I remember.
You make us happy when we look at you. You make us happy when we look for you. Satisfaction only happens to those who are glad in you, glad in you. You make us happy when we look at you. You make us happy when we look for you. Satisfaction only happens to those who are glad in you, glad in you. Who are glad in you, glad in you. Satisfaction only happens to those who are glad in you, glad in you.
I tried to find joy in everything. Searched a couple mountains,
Even thought I could get it from 2 for 15s and fill my lungs with something higher and inspire me like a 16 or 16. It didn't work, but what did it was the finished work. Brought me back to himself, now I'm living in reverse. Seeing good gifts as a glimpse of the giver, not the gifts as a giver. Merry Christmas if the vision works. If you've seen them, then you get it. An image no sentence can keep out of a mental prison. My mental was limited when mentioning his existence. When it was finished, that was the beginning of our joy, our love, attention. If I'm happy in you, I'm happy with you. Attraction to you makes suggested passions turn to ashes. Grab the urn and burn it faster than a Jackie Journal. Tracking, learning, satisfaction serving you. I'm just happy learning you.
You make us happy when we look at you. You make us happy when we look for you. Satisfaction only happens to those who are glad in you, glad in you. You make us happy when we look at you. You make us happy when we look for you. Satisfaction only happens to those who are glad in you, glad in you, you.
Hey yo, what's up? This your boy DJ Jimmy Hustle, and we would like to thank you for listening to Rep Yo.